Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
It means be constantly being filled, is what that means. You know, even the apostles, when they got the infilling of the Holy Ghost, if you read on in the scriptures, they got filled again and again and again. It's a daily thing, being filled, continually being filled with His Spirit. Because Romans 8:17, it says, we're children of God. And we're children, we're heirs of God. And if we suffer with Him, we're going to be glorified with Him. And Paul said that the sufferings of this present time aren't worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to be revealed. Amen? His light's got to shine in our hearts. Amen? His light's going to shine. If we're easily molded, And we yield to God, then the Word says He's going to give us the desires of our heart.
Yes.
He's going to give us the desires of our heart. See, you're not going through this thing for nothing.
Right.
Somebody else is going to get saved because of what you're going through.
Right.
Somebody else is going to see what you came out of.
Yes.
And is going to have hope and say, if they've come out of that and God's done all that in their life, then there's hope for me.
That's right.
And they're going to be encouraged. And they're going to know that it's not all about that. But that God is going to touch them. God can do it. He can do it for anybody. All we have to do is say, yes, Lord, I trust you. Yes, Lord, I'm going to yield to the process. I don't want to get stuck halfway done because I've shut down and said no.
Amen.
You know, the Word of God says that knowledge puffs up.
Yeah.
You know, and that, but love is where it's at. And as we focus on loving God, you know, because just because you know something, look at the Pharisees. They knew all of the law and stuff, and they're the ones who killed Jesus. So it's not about that. It's love.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Knowing who we are in Him, He's going to give us the desires of our heart. You know, He's given us authority.
Yes.
The name above every name.
Yes.
The blood of Jesus. Amen? He's given us authority. We're kings and priests. We don't have to be a beggar here.
Right.
But we need to know who we are and say, I'm a king's child. I'm a joint heir with Him.
Amen.
Amen. I want to be that light. But are we resisting the work that God's given us? Do we have hard feelings, bitterness, anger?
Yeah.
Is there something that we've held back that's put us on a shelf?
Come on.
Is there something that God maybe He's trying to deal with us, but we're like, no, not now. He's wanting you to say He's inviting you to come up higher.
That's right.
Come up higher. Come into the fire, so He can remove all that stuff. He can remove it. He can work on us. And sometimes it feels like maybe it's just right in front of your face, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it. But you just yield to God and you keep walking. You say, Lord, I know that you can deliver me. Lord, I know that you can take care of this situation. God, I know that as I'm obedient to you, Lord, you're going to give me the desires of my heart. And He's going to do that. We're going to be the light of the world. Are we going to let Him make our candlestick? Are we going to be a vessel of honor for Him?
Amen.
The oil of the Holy Spirit filling our hearts.
Praise God.
They're going to glorify God when they see what God's done in our hearts. It's time to obey the Lord.
That's right.
It's time to obey Him. Romans 8:14 says, for as many that are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. We're led by His Spirit. If we're the sons of God, it's time to grow up and obey the Lord. It's time to go to that next level and not be afraid anymore. It's time to not be in fear anymore.
Right.
It's time to let go of some things so we can go on to another area. It's time to focus on the Lord, because we're not going to do anything if we're still babies, because God wants us to rule in this world. He wants us to shine and people are going to come to the light. So I guess the question is, are we self-centered or God-centered? Because if we're self-centered, then we're going to be stuck in self-pity. We're going to be stuck in unforgiveness. We're going to be stuck in anger. We're going to be stuck in the past. We're going to have something on us so that when people call us, we might not say the right things because we're just got an attitude on us.
Right.
That's self-centered. Or are we God-centered? Are we looking at our situation through God's eyes? Are we going to look at our lives when we get up in the morning and day to day as His followers, that we're going somewhere, that we have a destiny, that God has told us to preach the gospel to every creature, that he has got a plan. And so ultimately, everything that happens to us is molding us in that plan. We've got to look at it through different eyes. We've got to look at it through the eyes of the Holy Spirit and not be in that lower state of mind that's always me, 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 my, my. Because we're going to go through some pain. We're going to go through some suffering. We're going to walk through some things. But we look at it from God's perspective. It's not self-centered any longer, but it's God-centered. And it's like, okay, Lord, what are you going to do through this? Pastor's always saying, your miracle doesn't happen by accident. Because your miracle's hidden in what you're going through. Amen? The miracle is in the process. See, you're going to set yourself up for that miracle. Because you have decided that I'm not going to be self-centered, but I'm going to be God-centered. And as you're God-centered, then you give an opportunity for God to move. Because you've making that step toward God and you've had the God kind of faith and you've said, okay, I believe that you can do it. So you're no longer looking at yourself, but you're looking at it through God's eyes. And so your miracle is in the process. It's the process of God in your life. We're all going to go through it. Amen? It's the miracle. Your miracle is in the process. Your treasure's in your trial. And your problem is an opportunity for God to move in your life. Amen? It's an opportunity. How many times could we look at our problems as an opportunity? Wouldn't that be neat to be able to do that? Because that's how God's going to move. He's going to move through that problem. It says all things are possible with God. Not some things, but all things are possible with God to them that believe. All things. So we can look at our problems differently than the people in the world look at them. And we're not going to be self-centered anymore. But we're going to say, Lord, shape us, mold us, and make us. Fill me with the Holy Spirit so that I'm burning bright, so that someone can see and that you're glorified, Father God. Are we just looking for deliverance, or can we find purpose? And we see that in Acts chapter 16, seeing purpose. Seeing purpose in everything. Acts 16, whenever Paul and Silas was in prison, and they were in the deepest part of the prison, and they started singing praises to God. And the prison, and there was an earthquake that came, and said every one of the prisoners, all of the chains fell off. So they could have ran right out of there, but they didn't. They didn't run out of there. But it says, Paul shouted with a loud voice, "Don't harm yourself, we're all here." Because the keeper of that prison would have been executed if any of those prisoners would have ran. So they didn't just run for deliverance at the first chance, but they seen more of just that earthquake happening. It wasn't all about them. There was more to it than that. They were looking at God's purpose. They were looking at God's plan. They were wanting to bring God glory in everything that they did. So they waited and they didn't move. And they told that jailer, wait a minute, don't harm yourself. We're all here. And what happened? He got saved. They went to his house and his whole family got saved. Do we just want deliverance, or can we find purpose? That's what God's wanting for our life. Everything's about being in His image, likeness, and winning people to Jesus, being filled with Him. That higher purpose is what we've got to look for, because that's where our treasure is. It's right there in your trial. Look at your trials differently now. Look at the circumstances differently, whether it's something that you've already been through. Maybe it's something you felt like could never have any kind of good come out of it. Look at what you've been through and say, Lord, what does your word say about that? What would you teach me through that? How can I learn through that? And how can I go and get deeper with you? How can someone else get delivered so they don't have to go through what I've been through? God, show me something. Because if you seek Him, you're going to find Him when you seek Him with your whole heart. And you say, Lord, I believe it. I believe that there's a higher purpose in what I've been through. And someone else is going to get delivered. Amen? So we're going to look at our trials as treasures. I'm going to say, Lord, bring me through that. You're going to be glorified. Amen? Let's not dodge the fire anymore. Let's not dodge it anymore. But let's look at it head on. Because He's created us for a higher purpose. Amen? It's a higher plane. Because as we fix our eyes on Him, then everything else is not going to be the same. As we fix our eyes on Him and that higher purpose, you're going to be changed. People are going to know you're changed. They're going to see on your face that you're changed. They're going to see the light. And that lampstand's going to start taking place because it's a beaten work. It's a shaped work. It's a molded work that He's doing. Let's surrender to Him, because we can always trust Him. that He wants the best. But what's our choice? He wants the best, but what's our choice? Amen? So we're not going to dodge the fire. And we're going to, instead of reacting to the fire, let's start responding to God. When things happen, let's not be such reactors. You know, we're good at that. In passing, without even thinking, we say things we regret. And our words are spirit. And we have what we say. Do we have faith for the negative or not faith for the positive? Do we have faith that that there is a treasure in that trial? Can we have faith that God's going to do the process? How many of you know the process is not something that you see overnight? So many times.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.